All right, Mr. Sturgill, would you please read us back into open session?
Yes. Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, of the public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by Coburn Town Council. Carl Stallings?
Yes.
Jeff Steele?
Yes.
Sharon Steele?
Yes.
Devin Tayman?
Yes.
Jeff Kaiser?
Aye.
All right, so we are back into open session. Are there any actions resulting from closed session tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to do the first one.
Yep.
So I make a motion that we take personnel number 24 from a part-time position to a full-time position and for you to bring us a updated personnel document, and this to take effect on the next pay period.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to take employee number 24 on the personnel document from a part-time position to full-time position effective next pay period, with the understanding that Mr. Williams will bring us a personnel document to adopt to reflect that. Is there any discussion? Okay, Mr. Sturgill, could you do a roll call vote on this?
Yes. Carl Stallings?
Aye.
Joe Steele?
Aye.
Sharon Steele?
Aye.
Devin Tayman?
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser?
Aye.
All right, Mr. Williams, will you please notify that employee for us?
I sure will.
All right. Any other action?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we authorize our new police chief, Mr. Chief Mullins, to do a inventory of the evidence room at the Coburn Police Department to, in order to do that, to hire an outside independent firm to do so. We would authorize him up to spending $5,000 for that inventory. Should it exceed $5,000, we would need to come back to council to obtain additional information or additional revenue to do that. And that is in form of a motion.
Second.
Motion and 2 seconds there. Mm-hmm. Authorize Chief Mullins at the police department to reach out to a firm for an inventory audit of our evidence room at the police department, not to exceed $5,000. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify.
Roll call, please.
Roll call. Okay.
All right, roll call.
Luke. Carl Stallings?
Aye.
Jeff Steele?
Aye.
Sharon Steele?
Aye.
Devin Tayman?
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, any other action?
Yep.
All right, the next item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comments.
Mr. Kaiser?
No comments, Matt.
Mr. Steele?
No comments.
Mrs. Steele?
No comments.
Okay.
Mark it down, y'all.
All right. If that being said, I'll keep the tradition going with no comments.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We are adjourned.